Hello there and welcome. My name is Kylie Kane and this is episode 4 of the KOTOR Experience, Knights of the Old Republic on the Verzian Chronicles. When we last left off, me and the masterful soldier Karth were just exploring the tunnels beneath the city. We had defeated some of the We defeated some people. Looking at the journal now, who did we defeat? We defeated somebody. It doesn't tell me. We defeated people. I don't know. Something vipers, and we're standing outside of the Hidden Bex Yavar's Cantina. Let's go into Yavar's Cantina and take a look. I don't know what we were doing. It's been a couple weeks since I played. All right, so we got some Pazak. We have a guy standing next to us. We have two people standing in the room above before us. We have a Twi'lek named Uriah, male Twi'lek, and a humanoid named Gelrud. Let's talk to Uriah. He says, "Hi there. Not too many people come in here to speak to me anymore. Most prefer the fancy surroundings of the upper city cantina. But nobody up there carries the kind of Pazak cards I sell. Are you interested in purchasing some individual cards to bolster your Pazak deck? Who are you?" "My name is Uriah. I'm the man you see if you want to get an edge over your competitors on the grand old game. You follow me?" "I'm talking about Pazak, you know, high-stakes gambling. Each player brings their own deck to a Pazak match, and the better your cards are, the better your chances of winning. So, what do you say? Are you interested in buying some of my Pazak cards to augment your own deck?" "Yeah, let me see what you got for sale." He goes, "I haven't been able to restock my inventory since the Sith quarantine started, but I've got a good selection." Alright, so the plus minus cards are actually really nice. Ooh, we don't have a lot of money. Damn. Okay, I'm gonna buy... Okay, I do have to come back for this because we don't have a lot of money. Let's talk to Gelrud.
"Greetings, stranger. My name is Gelrud. Are you a Pazak player by chance? It's so hard for me to find a match now that I've been banned from the Upper City Cantina."
"Why? As a state of curiosity, why were you banned?"
"A simple misunderstanding. Some of the other Pazak players don't understand the finer points of the game. So what if I win 15 matches in a row? That doesn't mean I cheat. There's no justice. My lucky Pazak deck was confiscated and I was banned from the upper cantina. Since then, I've been desperate to find a match."
"I'll play you."
"Excellent. My funds were getting somewhat low."
Let's wager 40. That's fine. And we're just going to leave our decks the way they start off as. Yep, that's fine. All right, so if you remember Pazak plays a lot like blackjack. So our goal is to, we're just going to intern, let the opponent take his turn. I got a 12. I'm pretty much not thinking I'm going to, ooh, a bust. 22, that's a bust. I busted on this set. All right. Let's see if we bust on the second set. Second set, we're doing okay. That's a 10. That's good. He's got a 13. We've got a 14. Let's end the turn one more time. He's got a 16. We are with a 22. That's another bust. We enter in it with a 19. We end up with a 1. And that puts us at 20. And let's see if the opponent can beat us. Bullshit. Set's tied. Okay. All right. So we got a 3. He got a 3. We got a 4. It's a good hand so far. He got a 2. I got a 10. What we'll do is I'm going to add a 5 there, and I'm going to stand on a 19. See if he can get a 19 or a 20. Bullshit!
"You played well in our last match."
"I think you're cheating, Gelrud."
"How dare you accuse me of cheating? It's not my fault you lost. I'm just a good player with a strong deck. Maybe you just need more practice. Or maybe you need to buy some better cards. Go talk to Uriah over there. He can sell you some cards to improve your deck. Unless you want to play again right now."
I'll be going
now. If you're
ever
looking for a match and you get tired of posturing in the upper cantina, just come down here and find me. I'll play you anytime.
I honestly think he's cheating, but I don't know how to tell that he's cheating. So I started walking into the upper part of the cantina, and we walk onto a a Mexican standoff. Hey, you not talk like that. We want to say hi to big bad bounty hunter Carlo Nord. So these three men are standing across from Carlo Nord. The second man says, nah, this can't be Carlo Nord. He's supposed to be tough. This guy's nothing but a runt.
One.
Carlo says one. One? Was that meant to be funny? You be funny, tough guy. You know who we are, Carlo? We're members of the Black Volker gang. You don't want to be funnier with us, tough guy. Me no understand. One, two, why he count? He trying to count how many of us against him? This is about to be a shootout. It's three against one, Carlo. What do you think about those odds? Well, you have something more to say? He says three. Then he tosses a grenade. Thermal detonator. And then two shots. All three of them dead. And Carlo walks beside me. I'm going to talk to him really quickly. He says, go away. He says, I saw how you mopped those Black Vultures. Nice work. Fine, I get it. I'll leave you alone. Oh, so basically he counts down. Let's loot the remains, because, I mean, ain't like they're going to use it.
What?
Am I wrong? Ooh, 27 credits. Not bad. All right, let's look around. So that guy was a bounty hunter named Carlo Nord, and his whole thing is that he is this unrequited badass. All right, so we're continuing to walk around the cantina, and we have two Goth walking alone up to a female Twi'lek.
Face, bug eye. Your breath smells like Bantha Poodoo.
Little girl should not be in a bar. This is no place for little girl. If little girl smart, she run home now.
Who you calling little girl, Chuba Face?
Little girl needs lesson in manners.
Just a sec, boys. Sawbar, a little help here? I need you to rip the legs off some insects.
Mission, I'm busy. They just brought me my food.
Quit complaining. You can finish eating later. Besides, you need the exercise, so get over here.
And... oh, we want no trouble with Wookiee. Our problem is with you, little girl. I will explain what's going on in a second.
You got a problem with me? Then you got a problem with Big Z. So unless you want to take on my furry friend, I suggest you greenies hop on out of here.
Little girl, lucky she has big friend. All right, so the Bothans, who were just standing there, were assaulting a Twi'lek and a Wookiee. And the Wookiee was the one who was like, I wanted to eat. So that could be interesting. Let's go talk to Mission and Zalbar.
Say, I don't recognize you, and I know pretty much everyone in the Lower City. You must be new down here. I guess that makes me and Big Z your official welcoming committee.
Hey, we speak the same language.
It's not that strange. Most aliens can speak basic. They just prefer to use their own language. But I grew up here on Terra, so I just sort of got used to speaking the native tongue.
You showed a lot of guts dealing with those Volkers, kid. You got a name?
My name's Mission Veo, and this big Wookiee is my best friend Zalbar. I'd offer to give you a tour, but the streets down here aren't safe. But if there's anything else you need...
How do a Wookiee and a Twi'lek street urchin end up as best friends?
We just kind of fell in together. It ain't easy on your own here in the Lower City. Everyone's always looking to push you around.
So we noticed. Still, you seem like an odd pair.
When I met up with Zalbar, it seemed like a pretty good match. I knew we could look out for each other. With my street smarts and his muscle, we make a great team.
I'll be going now.
You going? Yeah, this dive is pretty boring. No action around here. Come on, Big Z, let's go.
Big Z says, I haven't finished eating!
Can't you think about something besides your stomach for 5 minutes? Come on. We'll go see if there's anything good to eat at the Beck base.
50, 60 experience points just for talking to her?
Ready?
Right. Yes?
All right, let's take a look around. There is a person standing there, standing here, who looks like a fish in the front and a not fish in the back. I don't know, like alien, like Geiger's alien type character. I want to talk to it. Let's find out if it speaks common. It does not. It says, "What do you want, human? You come to stare like the others on Terrace. You think we are strange?" I kind of do. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. Okay, you're not here to offend we. What do you want, then? I just want to ask some questions. Questions? What kind of questions? What do you know about Terrace? This talking about our home makes this quarantine even more difficult here. Forgive us, human. We do not wish to be reminded of it. This is a cool looking creature. I wish I could show you. I'm just gonna say I'll be going now. And they're like, we just want you to leave us alone. Leave us alone. We don't want to be touched or talked about or anything. I keep pressing tab. All right, so we're gonna check out the areas. We have a man named Holden here, which is. We have some Twi'lek dancers. Of course, the dancers are always a thing. Holden, didn't we talk to Holden earlier?
Huh? What?
What? I didn't
see. Oh, sorry. I didn't see you there. My attention was kind of focused on the Twi'lek dancers. Look at them waggle those head tails. I don't normally go for these alien girls, but I've had some bad experiences with my own species lately. Maybe it's time for a change. Know what I mean?
You're the guy who put the bounty on Dia's head, right? Actually, no. What I'm going to ask is, who are you?
My name's Holden. Maybe you've heard of me. I work for Davik Kang.
You work for Davik?
I'm one of his top couriers. Davik's always sending me off planet to deliver and bring back packages. He knows you can trust me to follow my orders to the letter. Plus, I used to be an intergalactic customs agent, so I know all the tricks they use to catch smugglers. That gives me the edge I need on my courier runs.
You're pretty open about what you do.
It's not like it's some big secret. It's kind of hard for Davik to keep a low profile when he belongs to a big intergalactic crime syndicate like the Exchange.
So you're the guy who put the bounty on Dia's head, right?
You hear about that? I guess Zax must have mentioned me to you at the bounty office. Fair enough. I don't care who takes her out. Just so long as the job gets done. I can't let her get away with what she did. That wench tried to cut me with her vibro blade.
Oh. Okay. Why would she do that?
Because she's crazy. She started screaming that I was making advances, and the next thing I know, she's coming at me with a knife.
Yeah, right. Sounds to me like she was defending herself.
I admit I was drunk. Maybe I got a little fresh. But it was no big deal. She didn't have to cut me.
I want the bounty on Dia's head removed.
What? I can't do that. Think how it would look. I work for Davik. I've got a certain reputation to uphold. I can't let her get away with this. There has to be payback. Although, I do feel a little guilty about all this. Dia's a good-looking gal. It'd be a shame to kill her. Tell you what, I'll take 200 credits in exchange for lifting the bounty.
Here's 200 credits. Now get that battle removed.
I'll stick to my end of the bargain. I'll go tell Zax right now that the bounty is off the table.
All right, so we removed the bounty. There was a couple other options there that we could have taken, and that's why I got real quiet, because I was thinking through my options. One of the options was just, you know, basically not. Like telling him, hey, don't do this, whatever.
What do you want now?
Okay. We're just going to be going now. Let's talk to Zax, who this is a guy that we were told gives out bounties. So maybe we can do some light side bounties. I don't know if light side bounties are a thing you can do, but let's talk to him and find out what he says. Bear in mind, he is a Hutt, so I will be speaking over him. I have not seen you here before, human. You're new here to the bounty office, yes? My name is Zax. I'm the one in charge here. Are you looking for work? There are many bounties available here, legal and otherwise. But they all pay quite well. Or are you here for information? Everyone knows I'm one of Davik's best agents. I'm the Hutt with all the answers. Garney said I should speak to you about the Rackle Serum. You have the Rackle Serum? It's worth 1,000 credits to Davik. Why does he want the serum so badly? Medicine is big business. If people are sick with the Rackle disease, they need the cure. Davik can charge anything he wants, and people will still pay. Davik plans on preying on the sick? That's monstrous. Why do you care? You're not sick. You give me the serum, I give you 1,000 credits. You won't get a better deal anywhere else. And on the serum. You find the serum, you see me. Davik wants the serum, and I pay good money to get it for him. Same price for the bounties. Alright, let's talk about the bounties. There's 2 government contracts. One's an assassin named Selvrin, the other named Bendak Starkiller. He's a famous deathmatch duelist. Between them, they've killed hundreds of people.
I can't see anything wrong with getting rid of people like that. Long as we don't end up on the list of their victims.
Not all bounties are dangerous. Davik's got some special contracts. One for a girl named Dia. She attacked Holden, one of Davik's men. Another for a name named Largo who owes Davik money.
Okay, I don't know about Davik's special contracts. Justice is one thing, but doing a crime lord's dirty work is something else.
And then there's Matrix. He used to work for Davik, but he betrayed the exchange, and now Davik wants him dead. I'll pull all the information in your datapad. Okay. Alright, Davik's boundaries are more like contract killings. Davik works for the exchange. They don't play games. You don't pay your debts or you betray them, or you attack them, they get even. People bring Davik's bounties on themselves. Anyways, if you don't like them, you don't have to take them. Collect the other bounties, government contracts. These people are ruthless killers. They need to be stopped. I'll be going now. Goodbye, human! You come back if you want to earn credits. Bounties pay good money. Remember to see me if you want information. All right, so let's take a look at the journal here for bounties, right? Quest items. Nope. Active quests. So we've done Dia's bounty. Bendak. We know where Bendak's at, but I'm not sure we're going to do it. I don't know about Selvin at all. And Matrix, we're not going to do at all because that's kind of weird. So the only one we really can do is go finish Diaz. You know what I mean? Kind of one of those situations. All right. Let's leave and continue on forward. All right, was that all that there was in this tavern? I think so. I think that was the case here. It's just a Pizzak and Bounty Hunter area. Not that that's a bad thing, but that's really all this was. So let's continue on and see what we can go to next. I wonder if we get to do swoop races soon. Let's go talk to Dia and get that quest finished up. To the apartments, yes. And I think once we're done with that, we'll continue moving on to see what's going on with the rest of the place.
Ready? Yes?
A Black Vulker is ahead of us. Oh, shit. We immediately walk into one. Looks like we have struck their ire as we fight 3 Black Vulkers back. 2 back, 1 dead. No problems. Critical strike. We're going to do flurry, which is a flurry of attacks. Multiple attacks. Back. To back. First attack misses. Second attack set hits, but doesn't do full damage. We're at about half health right now. We're also being shot at. 150 damage there by that second Vulker. 150 experience, apology, and a 35 experience on that last one. As we range in and then click, and we're going to... What we're going to do? We're going to do a... Critical strike and then pop the attacks as Karth fires from behind and we just stunned him and the stun has been successful. That is a solid amount of experience. Not too shabby, not too great either. And the frag grenade is going to be very helpful. There we go. Perfect. Remains. Let's go find Dia and see what her deal's about. Another med pack. We always love med packs. Med packs are good. Let's step into the Lower City Apartments and see what's down there. All right, so where was Dia? Dia should be... There's Matrix apartment. Something seems to be bothering Karth. Maybe we should speak to him and see if we can get him open up. We will speak to him.
Yes, what's on your mind?
I want to discuss something with you.
You do? Well, fair enough. What do you want to discuss?
We didn't get to finish our conversation last time.
I know you wouldn't understand where I was coming from. Let me try and explain. You got the skills of an elite commando, and you saved my butt more than once. Between that and your facility with languages, I'm lucky you're here. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to stop watching you being wary. I'm just not built that way. Period.
Not built that way? Sounds like an excuse. Or actually, and what exactly are you watching me for?
I don't know that yet. Like I said before, it's probably nothing, but I've been betrayed by people before, and I... Well, it won't happen again. That's all.
Do you want some guarantee I won't betray you then?
I don't know that you'll betray me, but there are no guarantees. Not for you, not for me. You don't have to take it personally.
Okay. I'm beginning to wonder if you're even capable of trusting anyone.
Well, you can stop wondering. I'm not.
Okay. You sure you don't want to talk about it then?
No, I don't want to talk about it. What I want is to save the galaxy, if that's even possible. Why is whether or not I trust you or anyone so damned important to you? Why do you even care? We don't have time for this, so can we please just drop it for now? Can we pick it up later if you really must? I want to get underway.
Okay, all right. So we kind of learned a little bit more about our friend. All right, Matrix. All right.
We Ethan Nadana.
Well, let's see, maybe pay Devik off. Alright, maybe you could turn the tables on Devik. Alright, so Matrix is I know where Matrix's at now. I just realized that. Where's Dia? I thought Dia was down here. I gotta see if I can find her. Is she in the upper city? It's a black Vulker here. There's the ILGs. Or the ILGs. That's not what I was talking about, the ILGs. Ooh,
ready.
Level up! What's the level up button? See? Level up! Let's take a level up on Karth! Karth has 1 point to level up with, and let's have Karth take Treat Injury. Seems like a good idea. Actually, let's see what the recommendation. Yeah, Treat Injury. Karth, your feats are... What is your recommended feat? Rapid Shot. Yeah, I like that on you. There we go. We are going to accept it. Good job. Good job, Karth Onasi. Karthy. Karth boy, Karth Onasi. I don't know why I'm doing that noise. What the f*** me? I thought Dia was here. Is Dia not in the lower city? Was Dia not in the lower city? Am I just... Did I already... I imagine I would have. But I don't remember where she's at, to be honest with you. You ever like... I'm sure you've played a game where you're like, yeah, I know exactly where this character's at, and then you realize... I have no idea where this character's at all. I remember talking to the character. Heaven knows if I remember where the character was. It wasn't the lower city, though. Fine, we'll handle that in a little bit. I gotta go back up topside anyways eventually. So we'll head topside and talk to Dia before we leave planet. Whenever that does happen. Alright, we still have a thing to do. We have the Hidden Becks here. Let's talk to the Hidden Beck Lookout.
Hey, you can't just walk in here. This is the Hidden Beck base. How do I know you're not a Vulcan spy sent to kill Gaddon Thek?
I need Gaddon's help. I was told to speak with him.
A lot of people want to go inside and speak to Gaddon. He's a hero of the common folk. But the days of the Hidden Beck's open-door policy are gone. Between the Sith Conquest and the Vulcra Gang War, Gaddon has more enemies than he used to. We're being careful about who we let in now.
Okay, maybe I can be an ally against all of those enemies.
Well, we do need all the help we can get. And you don't look like you're with the Vulcras or the Sith. Besides, it's not like you can do anything to harm Gaddon in the heart of his own base. Not with Zerdra watching his back.
So you're gonna let me in?
Go in and speak to Gaddon if you want. Just remember to be on your best behavior.
There's a battle going on in the background. Like, I am standing here, there's a battle going on in the background. I gotta go save the Hidden Beck Scout. Yeah, let's just do this. We're saving the Hidden Beck Scout, who is definitely losing that combat.
You guys are behind with your payments. What do you you think? Uh-oh. It's because you're in some
gang? I come across Davik's agents fighting Black Vulkers. He says, I don't see Davik doing anything for his share. We do all the work. Davik claims he's part of the exchange, so let's see him prove it. What are these characters? I don't recognize this character set. Yeah! Let's see this big climb lord come and take his money from the Black Vulkers.
So you want to play this the hard way? Okay.
He whistled, and one.
Donipodo.
Oh, hey, Candras! Didn't know you're working for Davik now! Oh, yeah, we were just goofing around! We don't want any trouble with the Mandalorian! Here's Davik's cut!
I knew you boys would see reason. Now get out of here!
Too bad. I was looking forward to cracking some heads.
Candras!
I better get this over to Davik. I'll call you if anyone else gets behind on their payments.
Candras! So we love Candras. Candras is good people. Candras. Hello, Candras, Ordo.
Those Vulkers are dumber than a Coruscant granite slug. They actually think being in that pathetic little gang of theirs makes them important. Gaddon keeps his hidden Bex in line, but Brezhik's getting dreams of grandeur. If Davik's smart, he'll slap that young punk back down.
Who are you?
I'm someone you don't want to get on the bad side of. And I'm not one for small talk. I don't have time to stick around here anyway. Davik's got me working on a special assignment.
Bye, Candras! Bye. We love you. Anyways. Alright.
Uh-huh. What?
We're looking for remains right now. Because we saved the scout's butt.
Brezhik is nothing but a punk. I don't know
what... Anyways, let's go talk to Gaddon. Gaddon's 10 times the man. And see what Gaddon's all about. Okay, we got a decontamination room, which is decontaminating the room. It looks like fairly standard stuff. And we see hidden Bex all over the place. It's actually called Hidden Bex. We're taking a look around the facility, looking for anything interesting. A standard door is opened up on the right-hand side. It looks like it leads to a training room of some sort. This place is torn all to hell. Looks like it's definitely seen multiple better days. All right, we've got a door which cannot be unlocked. Let's,
damn!
It is an impossible lock by Karth standards. So, we're not gonna try that lock anymore. But just know it's there. The lock is there. What is
that?
Brezhik is nothing but scum! Okay, so that's one of the hidden Becks who just spoke with me. Alright, so Gaddon is talking to a Twi'lek.
What is your business with
and
that?
The Twi'lek says,
calm
what she
down,
said.
Zerdra. Nobody's going to try anything here in the middle of our own base. It would be a suicide mission.
The
You're
Twi'lek
too trusting,
is Zandra.
Brezhik and his Vulkers want you dead. Anyone we don't know is a potential threat, and it's my job to make sure you're safe.
Do you want us to start attacking strangers on sight, Zerdra? Like the Vulkers do? I will never let it come to that. Now step aside and let them pass.
As you wish. You can speak to Gaddon if you want, but I've got my eye on you. You try anything and you'll be vaporized before you can say Vulkar spy.
Okay, we're not going to try anything. So, the woman that we were speaking to is Zeandra, and she is Gaddon's, a humanoid, Gaddon Thek's bodyguard. Let's talk to Gaddon Thek.
You'll have to forgive Zerdra. Ever since Brezhik and the Vulkars began this war against us, she's been a little overzealous in her security duties. The problems with the Sith haven't helped things. Zerdra seems to forget that I know how to look after myself. Now, how can I help you?
I need information on the Republic escape pods that crashed in the Undercity.
The escape pods? You know, I heard the Sith have been asking around the Upper City about them as well. But you don't look like you're with the Sith.
They might be spies, Gaddon. They might be working for the Sith.
Calm down, Zerdra. If the Sith thought we knew anything useful, they'd have a battalion of troops kicking down our door. No, I think this off-worlder has his own agenda.
Don't worry. I'm not working for the Sith.
I suppose I could tell you what I know. It's not like it could do any harm to me or my gang. But it might cause problems for the Vulkers, and that's okay in my book. The Vulkers stripped those pods clean within hours after they landed. It's too bad we didn't get there first, considering what my spies reported the Vulkers found. A female Republic officer named Bastila survived the crash. We Beks don't believe in intergalactic slavery, but the Vulkers aren't so picky. They took a prisoner.
Bastila's a slave? What will happen to her now?
Normally, the Vulkers would take a captured slave and sell them for a nice profit to Davik, or an off-world slaver. But a Republic officer is no ordinary catch.
I still think Bastila is just a Republic officer. That could work to our advantage. Maybe she'll even figure out a way to escape from the Vulkar base on her own.
She's too valuable to leave with the Vulkar scum at the base. Brezhik's probably got your Republic friend hidden away somewhere safe until the big swoop race. You'll never find her.
There. But, swoop race? What does that have to do with this?
I'm afraid your friend has become a pawn in Brezhik's game to take over the lower city. He's offered her up as the Vulkar's share of the prize in the annual swoop gang race. By putting up such a valuable prize, Brezhik hopes to win the loyalty of some of the smaller gangs. Their numbers will allow him to finally destroy me and my followers.
So how do you propose we go about rescuing Bastila then? Well, we can't fight all the gangs.
The only hope you have of rescuing Bastila is to somehow win the big season opener of the swoop race.
Okay, then how do I enter the swoop race?
I might be able to help you with this. If you'd be willing to help us, we both have something to gain here, and much to lose.
How do I know that I can trust you, Gadden?
You really don't have any other choice. Not if you want to get Bastila back. You should at least listen to what I have to say. The swoop race is for the lower city gangs only. I could sponsor you as a rider for the Hidden Beks this year. If you win the race, you'll win your friend's freedom. But first, you have to do something for me. My mechanics have developed an accelerator for a swoop engine. A bike with the accelerator installed can beat any other swoop out there. But the Vulkers stole the prototype from us. They plan to use it to guarantee a victory in this year's swoop race. I need you to break into their base and steal it back.
All right. How am I supposed to get into the side of the Vulkar base?
Getting into the Vulkar base won't be easy. The front doors are locked tight. But I know someone who might be able to get you in the back way. Mission Veo.
Mission? Gadden, you can't be serious. She's just a kid. How is she supposed to help them with this?
Mission's explored every step of every back alley in the lower city. Plus, she knows the undercity sewers better than anyone. If anyone can get inside the Vulkar base, it's her.
Okay. Where can I find Mission then?
She and her Wookiee friend Zalbar are always looking to stir up a little excitement. They like to go exploring in the Undercity, despite the dangers. Your best bet is to look for her in the Undercity. But you'll need some way past the Sith guard post at the elevator.
Okay. I've got some Sith uniforms to disguise myself.
A simple disguise might have worked on the Upper City guard, but the security down here is much tougher. You'll need the proper papers to get past him. Luckily, my gang ambushed one of the Sith patrols headed down to the Undercity. They never made it, and their security papers fell into my hands. Since we're working together now, I suppose I could give them to you in exchange for your uniforms. With the security papers, you won't need a disguise anyway.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'll trade the papers for the uniforms.
Good choice. Thanks for the uniforms. You won't need them with these security papers anyway. Now, is there anything else I can do for you?
I'll be back when I have the prototype accelerator.
The swoop race is coming up, and we want you to have time to practice before the race.
Okay, so, yeah, we just had a bit of exchange, and now we need to go... I want to finish exploring the Beks base, which I'm doing right now. I'm exploring the hidden Beks base. Just taking a gander, just taking a look-see. Taking a look-see, touching things. I touched the plastic steel container. It's got stuff that I just took. That's good stuff. We got some hidden Beks. We got some more hidden Beks. We got another security door. Which we touched. We touched the door. See, that's the thing. You got to touch all the doors. You got to touch all the doors. It's like a ritual where you touch all the doors. Touch all the doors. Touch all the doors. I'm kidding. I'm joking. It's all good. It's okay. Anyway, what am I doing? we are now leaving to go to the Undercity, I guess. So I thought we were in the Undercity. We're in the Lower City, and the Undercity is under the Undercity. So you have the Upper City, the Lower City, and the Undercity. So, but why? Why is there a, why is there an Undercity to the Undercity? Is there an underwear city? Is there an underwear city? That was a dumb question. All right, so let's take our time. There's a lower apartment I saw some Davik's men walk into. Let's walk in there and take a look around. Uh-oh, we walked into... the bounty hunter is about to do his 1-2-3 again. You seem to be taking great interest in our progress. Do you need something, little man?
There's a bounty on your little green head.
Oh, he's talking.
I'm here to collect.
Just the only way you collect that bounty is by our cold dead bodies.
That's the plan.
Oh shit, he just murdered them in cold blood. That's Kalo. That's Kalo. Kalo just killed him. Murdered. Okay, two men dead. Okay, that's weird. Let's go check out the apartments. We're ignoring the Black Vulkers for now. Hello, Protocol Droid. What is your deal?
I cannot render assistance, citizen. Move along.
Terrace swoop platform. What? Swoop platform. What is swoop platform? What is this? Loitering swoop pan. Oh, is this the other side? What the hell?
Sweep and clean. Gotta have this place sparkly.
This area is off limits because of the riot after the last race. You Teresians couldn't handle crowd control, so we're shutting down the swoop track. Just move along.
Okay, so I'm on the swoop platform now. Are you a bunch of loitering swoop fans and a janitor?
If this place ain't spotless for the season opener, Brezhik will have his thug beat me within a hair of my life. The Vulkers
have
taken this race very seriously.
Oh, well, we don't want that. Okay, no, we don't want that. So we found what looks to be a very illegal, like, area where they pop up to do swooping. Swooping. Swooping is bad. Yes, swooping is bad. What is that from? Oh my goodness, was the Dragon Age swooping is bad thing a frickin' play on words about swoop racing? No. Was it really? I am covered in disappointment right now. Let's open up this next door. We immediately were onset by an attack by a Black Vulker who just gets gunned down in cold frickin' blood. Sorry. We're just coming in to steal your stuff. That's okay. It's okay. I'm just here to steal all your stuff and possibly
what?
Talk to you about my Lord and Savior, Fish Pants. Yes, Fish Pants. Where the fuck did that come from? Fish Pants. Anyways, there's a mine on the ground and there's a conversation going on up ahead. We're going to ignore that for now.
Kipuna.
This is Black Vulker turf. You'll pay for this. Okay, that went on longer than I thought it would. 12 damage. I'm doing more damage. He is now running. And I did 14 damage.
How'd you like that?
Nope. Hello, Black Vulker. I guess we're doing it this way. I don't know why I just ran up to you and did that, but okay.
Down you go!
Hey.
I feel like that.
Probably a bad idea to run into my grenade! Anyways. Karth just literally just like headbutt my grenade. Like it was his best friend. Like you really wanted to be best friends with it. All right, let's recover this mine and see if we can. It's gonna blow up in my face, isn't it? I don't know if I got recovery skills on that. Skill too low? Can we at least disable it, maybe? We ran past a mine. Did we save it? We did save it. Nice. We ran past it, around it, I guess. And then, I don't understand what the frick just happened. So, desk. It says it's an electronic person. This is an elect. We clicked on the desk. And it says, this is an electronic message center. Looks like it hadn't been used some time. There's one unread message in the system. Hey, LM. How's life on Terrace? I heard your brother left for Tatooine to become a miner. Did he at least keep the hyperdrive behind to keep you in company? I hope you're still practicing with that blaster I gave you. Remember what I taught you, because you might need it. Terrace didn't like Alderaan. It could be dangerous there. Stay away from those swoop gangs. Keep everything locked in that tight old strongbox. No one's going to be busting that thing. So hope to hear from you soon, Uncle Louie. Okay. Well, considering he's dead, let's see here. The strongbox is a particularly sturdy construction. The lock is a computerized touch panel with a password entry system. Because the box is a slightly older off-planet model, there's no interface for you to try to slice the system. You'll have to figure out the password if you want to get inside. All right, the strongbox is the property of Elam Matik. Access is not permitted to unauthorized users. Please, what is the name of your pet? Hyperdrive. Who taught you to fire a blaster? Uncle. Where did your family originally come from? Alderaan. Identity confirmed. Lock disabled. Welcome, Alderaan. Oh, I guess. I didn't guess. I read. Oh, dude. I got a blaster pistol, Republic arm mod armor, and 100 credits. Dope. All right, we're going to take a look at that armor, because that is awesome. Where is that at? It is a 5-4 defense. What are we wearing? We are wearing 7-2. Okay. So 7-2, which gives us a 19. This gives us a 17. So it's on par with the Akani Fiber, but the Akani Fiber has a better thing. But this is upgradable. So it is an upgradable armor. So that is kind of cool, I think. I think that's kind of cool. So, you know, I don't have two weapon fighting though. I was thinking about taking a short sword in my second hand, my offhand, but it's a -5 to hit. And what's my hit? So a -5 to hit means I have to roll an AC of 0. I'd have to hit a roll. I have to roll 15 or better. So most things have an AC of 10, right? Most humanoids start with an AC of 10. So I've got to roll at least a 10. And like my AC is an 18. So I would have to roll. I could not hit something wearing my armor. Dual wielding right now. I can currently. But I couldn't if that were the case. That makes sense. All right, let's go check out Karth real quick. Karth, come here, baby. Let's go check out this blaster pistol. Is it just a standard blaster pistol? It is. Let's see. What do we got? Karth's blaster equipped in this one. It's a 4-9, 3-8, 1-8 with a blaster rifle. That's not. No, I'm just gonna leave him alone. He's got a military suit equipped. Let's see. It's a 19 versus an 18. We'll stick with the 19. That's better, I think. Let's just... Oh, I didn't mean to equip clothing. That was bad. What did I do that for? Military suit. Thank you. All right. We'll grab an energy shield for him. I don't think I can do anything else. Oh, that's good.
What?
All right. So that was not bad. Not bad. We can sell that stuff. That's the thing. We can sell the stuff we picked up. That's what we can do. I thought we were going to run into Davik or Candorous, but we have not. All right, we have a low security door, which I think my boy can unlock.
It's open.
Oh, shit. What? We found Selvin. And she's under attack? By who? Selvin?
Stop right there, or I'll give you a blaster shot right between the eyes. Now. What are you doing here?
Who are you?
No, I'm the one with the blaster pointed at you. I get to ask the questions. What are you doing here?
I was just exploring. I didn't know anyone was in here.
Well, go explore somewhere else. There's nothing interesting for you here. This is your only warning. If you bother me again, you won't walk out of here alive. I gave you a chance. Now you'll see what...
Uh-huh. Ooh, that's a strong weapon. And she's pretty weak. Never mind. We're going to go power attack and then hit with a critical strike and then finish it off with this. Yeah, 650 experience, and she is now dead. Sorry, I really shouldn't have... Like, the Jedi way would have said, don't attack her. But, like, didn't she just, like, tell me to get the fuck out and, like, get fucked? That just me? Sorry, I don't... I'm not okay with it, man! Cool, that's bounty. I don't even remember what that bounty was for. All knows we got the bounty now. We've got, what, two more rooms left to explore here, and then we'll go back to do collect the bounty on it. That's money. It's just straight up money. A Volker gang boss. Alright. And he actually didn't get really damaged at all in that exchange. He did hit me, but he's wearing an energy shield, so it's not like it's too bad. We'll pop our energy shield just to be safe. And he takes a hit, and we level up. There we go. We're going to level up skills, and we are going to take... I want to start taking Summon Persuade. Yeah, I'll take one in Persuade. No, it's wanting me to take Computer Use, and it's... Yeah, no, we'll take one in Persuade. And I will just leave the remaining point for later. All right, so Recommended wants me to take two Weapon Fighting, which does... 0, negative 4. By 0, negative 4. Reduced by 0. Normal penalties are 610. So that puts it... Or I could take Improved Dueling, which... I'm thinking. You know what? Let's take two Weapon Fighting. That's fine. I don't... Yeah, we'll accept that. That's fine. We'll take two Weapon Fighting. It may end up being what I would very happily call a wasted feat. But now it's only a... Okay, hold on. When's the next feat I gain? Let's see here. Last autosave was before I ever entered this room, wasn't it? Did it save right before I did that, though? Let's do a save real quick. I'm going to do a new slot save. Test and see if it saved right before. Load. There we go. I don't know. No, it did not. It did not save it. Okay. So my thought process, we'll quickly run through the rest of this very quick. I know kind of what I'm doing. But my thought process is the following. Let me take a look at the feats real quick. My persuade is a +2, so I'm going to put that at a +3. That's fine. I will continue level persuade as I can. Plus, you know, you can get items and stuff like that. It'll boost your charisma later as we play along. But what I'm trying to brain, if it makes sense, is what the ultimate play is, you know what I mean? We're doing the section again, but we're doing it anyway, because we just exited and re-entered. So we're re-getting all our experience back. I am trying to figure out why Cartho Nasi just decided that it was a damn good idea to run up, like full-on body run up on an enemy when he's got ranged weapons. I will never in my life understand that mess of a character trait. I threw two grenades, by the way. That's what I did there. You're wondering, what the hell did you do? No, I tossed a granada. It worked.
Puna.
All right, this is Black Vulcan Turf. Yeah, you've already heard this exchange. Toss a critical strike in there. I just do not see why two-weapon fighting is useful. And I get, like, part of me understands why it could be useful, but it's just not. All right, let's disable the trap. All right, trap is disabled. Let's hit the strong box. Try to enter the password. Hyperdrive. My uncle, Alderaan, thank you for the experience. Thank you for the stuff in the strongbox. Get the hell out of Dodge. Now you know the answers to the stuff in the strongbox, and now you, too, can prevent... I don't think preventing forest fires is the goal here, is it? Now, I'm trying to figure out if there was always someone in this room or not.
Uh-huh. On it. It's open.
I guess so.
Yes?
Here.
Karth. Karth, baby. Karth, baby. Okay. Are we good? Are we good, Karth, baby?
Ready.
Apparently we're
sure.
Good.
Stop right there.
All right. I'm here to collect the bounty on your head. Cool.
Here.
Hey, Karth! Shoot the lady!
What?
Sorry. Karth was literally standing there looking at her like she... Like, oh my god. I wish I were joking, but Karth was quite literally just standing there looking at my... At the character like he had... I just don't understand.
Time to rumble.
What?
Did I not get the experience for that, though? Oh, I did not. Really? Karth got all the experience for that. That is dumb. That's fine. Apparently, one way to not get experience for a fight is to die during said fight. Things you learn. Alright, so where are we at now? We're almost back around. We have three Black Vulcan gangs and they're back Black Vulcan gangsmen. 75. Come on. Come on! And now there's the level up I was looking for. Nope. P. There we go. Level up. Skittles. Persuade. Okay. I know. Thank you. We're going to take... What are we going to take? We could take conditioning. That would be useful. Is there an ability that grants us better persuasion, though? There is, actually. And I feel like, since I'm going to be doing all of the talking, we're going to be taking that one. I really wish I probably should have taken... What does... it's charisma. If I remember correctly, it's charisma that does the... that handles the thing. I'm sure a lot of people are like, a lot of my listeners are like, I don't know what the flip you're talking about, but it sounds good. And you're right, it does sound good. No, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just a really, really, really good at pretending.
Uh-huh. Yes?
Didn't you know better? Come on. You should all know better. I'm really, really good at pretending. I'm pretty sure I just cleared out the base. I think that's everything, but I am going to do one more walkabout just to be certain, and that way we can head back to the cantina, turn in this side quest, right? Turn in the bounty on Savina, and then I guess collect our money, and I guess we could also start, like, how much money do I have? I don't even know. 400 credits. I think having the credits is going to be helpful. Like, having that extra bit of oof behind my paycheck is going to be nice. Karth. Oh, Karth is being bothered. Okay. So
I've seen. If I were... I just don't...
Oh,
damn it. I suppose I won't get it. 5 years ago, the Jedi had just finished the war with the Mandalorians. Revan and Malak were heroes. I was damn proud to have served in their fleet. It was completely unexpected when they turned on us, invading the Republic while we were still weak. Nobody knew what to think, least of all me. Our heroes had become brutal, conquering Sith, and we were all but helpless before them. I mean, think about it. If you can't even trust the best of the Jedi, who can you trust?
That is true. Well, what do I have to do with Darth Malak and Revan?
It's not that. That's not what I mean. There were others. Good, solid, trusted men who joined them. Malak and Revan and the Sith deserve to die for what they've done. But the ones who fled the Republic and joined them are even worse. The dark side has nothing to do with why they joined with the Sith. They deserve no mercy.
You say that with such hatred.
I know. And I should apologize to you. I've become so accustomed to expecting the worst in others, and you've done nothing to deserve that. It's just... No, never mind. Let's just continue with what we were doing. I'd rather not talk about it.
I don't know how I unlocked that different dialogue, but I really like that I did, because that enlightens me by quite a large margin on how Karth feels about the whole situation. And I just was like, oh, I'm just going to click different dialogue and see how it goes. But that was interesting dialogue right there from Karth Onasi. I like that. And I don't know. I like how Karth is turning out as a character. I think he's an interesting character. So we're going to deliver the bounty. We're making our way back to Javar's Cantina. Javar's Cantina. And we're going to go make our way back to the bounty boards. Turn in this bounty. And probably... let's see. I have a bounty you want to collect on. Talked about Selvin. 300 credits. Can I get more? You're brave, human, to bargain with a hut, but I like you. 400 it is. All right. Awesome. 400 credits and a little bit of experience. Not bad. I thought it was 1,000 credits, though. I was lied to. Anyways, let's do one more thing before we exit here. We're going to turn to hideout, and this will allow us to pop into the hideout for a minute, and we're actually popping in for a reason, because I want to go check out the workbench here and take a look at our armor and see what we can do about upgrading it. Mesh underlay... Okay. We could put it at a 6, but that's still... Ooh. Armor reinforcement turns that to a 7 with a 5. That's not bad. So I do like how I can... Can we give him a scope? We can! We can make it a little bit more damaging, I guess. Yeah, there we go. Cool. So let me take a look at this. The Akani armor. So I'm wearing light battle armor, right? Which is a 7 and 2 defense. Where the Akani battle armor is a 7 and 5 max defense bonus. So since my dex bonus is only a 12 anyways, it's not super useful for me to wear the Akani armor. The combat suit, or the, where is it at? The light battle armor's fine. But what is Karth's? Oh, Karth's dexterity is crap too. Okay, never mind. I was thinking Karth could probably, no, Karth can't use it either. Maybe Mission can when I pick her up, because she might be high dex character. Do not know. But what I do know is next session we enter the Undercity and go hunt down Mission Vow. You're not going to miss the next action-packed episode of Knights of the Old Republic. If you like what you listen to, please leave me a comment somewhere on the internet. Let me know what you thought and how you felt. And otherwise, be awesome. Find me someplace on the internet, Twitter, TikTok, Patreon, Ko-fi. All the links are in the links doo-doo down below. And if you want to talk with me directly on a more common basic, hit me up on Twitter or hit me up in Discord, where I will be doing some awesome stuff here in the future, including Doom Knights SRB2 cart. This is classic Doom Knights SRB2 cart, where we have speed runs. We have speed run races. Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, rando cross-world and co-op runs. We have Legend of Zelda Link to the Past randomizer runs. Soten, which is Symphony of the Night randomizer runs. And all sorts of other fun stuff coming your way on the Discord. You're not going to want to miss it. We also have a potential Minecraft server or a vintage story server coming. And yeah, if that's not enough, we also have a tabletop gaming night that might be coming on its way using some sort of virtual tabletop. So a ton of stuff that I'm juggling in the air. I know I'm one person and we can only do so much, but there are 30 days in the month and we can make time, my friends. We can make time. You be awesome. I'll catch you next time here at the Verse. Bye.